good evening and welcome along to The Score ahead of a weekend when Premier Division football in the League of Ireland returns. Remember this from last season? So we're in the stages of the second period of extra time and Harps have won themselves a corner kick away to our left. Harps attacking the town end goals in the second period of extra time and a chance for some of Ollie Horgan's big men from the back to get themselves up into the penalty area for this corner kick. It's going to be taken by Tony McNamee. The signal is made. Here comes the delivery. It's a good one. The heads go up and the header comes in. It's Ashcroft and it's into the back of the net. It bounced and bobbled on its way through a crowded goal mouth. And Harry Ashcroft has headed Harps in front in this tie. Harps leading now by 2-0, 2-1 in aggregate. Suddenly, it's advantage Finn Harps.
Good move down the left-hand side between Gareth Harkin and Mark Russell. Mark Russell went to the end line, got in across, went out for a corner. And there we were, great ball into the back post. Tony McNamee put a great ball in the back post. All the big men were up. And Ashcroft attacked the back of the back post area and planted a header down, planted into the far corner of the goal.
And that's the voice of Declan Boyle on the goal from Harry Ashcroft that proved so decisive as Finn Harps beat Drogheda United in the second leg of that promotion playoff final in Balbofay. The upshot of that win was that Harps can look forward to another season back in the Premier Division. And tonight on The Score, well, it's a League of Ireland special. Declan joins me in studio and another former Harps man is here too. Michael Funston has enjoyed so many good times playing in the blue and white of Harps over the years and he's well placed to offer his thoughts on how Ollie Horgan's side is shaping up ahead of the season's kickoff. Michael and Declan, you're very welcome.
Cheers.
Declan, that goal from Harry Ashcroft, well, it completed the Harps comeback against Drogheda that night, but he's one player, like so many of the side from that game, they've now departed, so it's all changed at Finn Park.
Yeah, a lot of new faces come in, obviously over the off season as such, a lot of hard work and for Ollie to get players coming in. But I suppose it's just not Finn Harps. It's looks around all the League of Ireland clubs, Sligo, Derry, and St Pat's, Cork, and a lot of players, Shelburne as well, running a lot of players. A lot of players have left as well. So it seems to be happening because players are on 1 year contracts and there's free movement of players going from club to club, and it's obviously an advantage for some clubs and some managers, depending on the quality of players that you have and the players you lose. But there's definitely a lot of players coming and going into the league.
And it's been interesting watching the new players coming in, Ollie and Paul Hickory. They have been busy in the off-season, Declan.
Yeah, they have. They've been really busy. I'm not sure exactly how many players lost. It was 8 or 10 players they've lost. So, they have brought in good quality players. I mean, Webster came in from St Pat's, obviously. Sean Kelly came in from Limerick. Barry McNamee, and we'll probably chat about him later on. I mean, good quality there. Ryan Connolly's come in. David Galway last year and was probably a friend free contract as such. Adrian Delap's come in as well, and he's on loan, obviously good quality there as well. So a lot of players come in, yeah, and the makings of a very good strong squad.
Yeah, and Michael, Ollie has been saying this week that, you know, it's going to take a little time for his side to settle in, and because there are so many faces there, but you'd like to think it's not going to take as long as what it did last year for them to get up and running.
No, that would be a worry that these players can't gel together. But look, I know Ollie, that's what he'll have been doing for the last, we'll say, 3 weeks when he pretty much had his whole squad together, was just getting them their shape. And it would have been, it's boring for players, but that's what he'd been doing for the last 3 or 4 weeks. He'd have been sorting out his side and the way he wants them to play and taking a look at to see who plays where, because that's going to be his biggest problem, as we were discussing off air, as he has all these players that are kind of the one kind of player, as where is he going to play them to get his best starting 11.
Yeah, and where do you get a striker out of now, Mike? I mean, we're one night away from the start of the new season. He still can sign players for another couple of weeks. I think he was explaining that this week, but finding a forward, a man that can get goals, it's never easy.
No, it's not like they're like hen's teeth for chatting off air. You know, as we said, Derry got lucky last year with Parkhouse with getting him on loan, and you know that's the kind of loan signing you'd be looking for. But Harps haven't pulled that out of the bag as such yet. You know, as we were saying too, that probably Cochero is going to be their striker up front, and it's going to be, is it Barry McNamee off him? Is it Ryan Connolly? Like, he's loads of options there, but what will be the best going forward for Ollie, it'll only time will tell.
And Declan, Ollie was suggesting this week that Sligo have had a good pre-season. They won all their matches, and he feels, you know, they might be in a better position at the start of the season to hit the ground running than his own team.
Yeah, because I heard the interview, all right, and I mean Sligo have got a good quality. They're a full time outfit. They have a nucleus of the squad were there last year, but I think they lost a lot of players as well. I mean the big Dante's gone away. He's playing over in Poland. Romeo Park scored 11 goals last year in the league. He's over in America playing on loan. He had visa problems. So I mean that's two big players that they've lost, and the spine of the team, centre half and a centre forward. And John McMahon, the other centre half, broke his leg against Athlone down in Athlone. He's gone for 6 months. So they've lost key players themselves. And take it then, obviously, Jack Keeney as well. He lost him in July. So they've lost really, really good players. So I would say that, I mean, it's even, Stephen. I don't think that Sligo Rovers team is as strong as they were, I mean, 2 or 3 years ago, you know. But, I mean, it's on the day. It's going to be, obviously, a big match. It's a great match to start off the season against Sligo Rovers at home. Conditions are going to be probably heavy, as we all know, from Park. So, and performance by Van Harps against Sligo Rovers in the last couple of years at home has been quite good. So, yeah, listen, we have new faces coming in, but that's also an opportunity for them to go out and show what they're all about. And let's see a wee bit of quality. And I think there's good quality around the centre of the park, and we've got a bit of pace up top as well. Yeah, we don't have a striker as such. Guitar will play up there. Jamie Brown might support him at times. He's only starting off. He's only a young lad, but got really good potential. And will be a threat if given the opportunities. But I would say Ollie will constantly be looking and scouring the country and countries and try to get somebody in before the 3 weeks is out. And I've no doubt he'll have somebody in within the 3 weeks.
Yeah, and Michael, the players themselves, they'll just want to get down to the brass tacks now and get playing. You know, pre-season's all well and good, and it's hard. It's a hard slog at times, but there's nothing to beat the competitive action.
No, that's it. As I said, tonight, after training tonight, they'll be really looking forward to the game tomorrow. All the nonsense of pre-season's behind them, different places, different nights and stuff, and this is what players play football for. As you know, it's another North West derby, you know, it's a big game. You know, Sligo won all their pre-season games. That doesn't get you any points, as Holly knows himself, you know, and he'll set them up, you know, hopefully to field tomorrow night. And you know, there'll be a big crowd at Fan Park, and you know yourself, all these new players coming out and see the big crowd, hopefully it gives them a lift and realise, you know, there's a lot of people walling them on here.
Okay, well, we'll hear from Ollie Horgan after this break. Here you are. Welcome back to The Score. It's a League of Ireland special, looking ahead to the start of the new season, which gets underway this weekend. And this week, Harps held a press conference in Letterkenny ahead of Friday night's game, where I caught up with the Harps manager, Ollie Horgan.
Okay, Ollie, all set for the start of a new season, and it's very much a new look squad that you have there at Finn Park. How are things shaping up now for Friday night?
Yeah, it's certainly a new team. How things shaping up? Look, obviously we're delighted to have the pre-season, and in particular the off-season, over and done with. And whatever happens from now on, it'll, you know, win, lose, or draw Friday or from there on, you know, you'll go and challenge it and deal with that. You know, it's probably the more enjoyable part of the year is starting on Friday, regardless of results. To put it that way, obviously if you get results, it is more enjoyable. But you know, we have very much a new side, a new panel of players, and it'll take time, Jim, without doubt. It's not me it's not me looking for time or Paul Hegarty looking for time. It will take time to get the best out of the group that's there, but please God, it won't take us as long a time as it took us last year to get going. Like,
and you mentioned in the press conference there, it's probably frustrating, Ollie, you're not exactly sure just who you have available for all sorts of reasons on Friday night.
Yeah, well, Cathy Taff, the secretary in there, she spoke as regards, you know, we're pending clearance for players. There's also, you know, people that aren't match fit and a couple of injuries as well, to put it that way, to the you know, short-term injuries, not the likes of Mark Bartillman, who got operated on yesterday. We wish him very well in his ACL operation up in Belfast. And We're unsure of what's available or will be available, and we probably won't know it until 5 o'clock on Friday, and that's the nature of this league, with every team looking to get people and players cleared and registered this same year.
Right. And what about pre-season, Ollie? How did that go for you then? Because it was probably stop-start, wasn't it, with players coming and going? And
it was. You know, we lost the game due to the conditions on Saturday in Etloah, which we wanted and needed. We lost to Longford. We bet UCD, but paid a huge cost in Martinan's injury. We lost to Galway, you know, so we're nowhere near it, to put it that way. To Sligo have won all their pre-season games. They're very much, you know, the same personnel with an addition, a small addition, I mean, numbers-wise, but serious quality in Gary Buckley. The likes of Darren Noon has signed. Jesse has gone there. Jesse Deathers that was with us, and the big centre half of Finland. But they're settled and are up and running as a result of their pre-season games. They've won all of them. And we need to try and maybe try and book that but trend on Friday night, to put it that way to you. But it's going to take us a while, and it's just hope it won't take us as long as last year, to put it that way.
Yeah, because it took an awful long time to win a game. I think there was a couple of draws towards the start of the season, including one against Dundalk, but really and truly, Ollie, you've got to pick up a win somewhere along the lines.
Absolutely. Like, if we do that and go 14 games to get, you know, eventually get a win, we're gone. You know, Shelburne have come up. I spoke about Shelburne. They've heavily invested, both last year, this same last year, they invested and appointed a full-time CEO and David O'Connor, and followed suit with signing the likes of Kieran Culduff and now Carl Shepherd, Gary Deegan. These are all serious names, you know, and they've added obviously the likes of Dan, who was brilliant for us, Dan O'Reilly. So like the standard's gone up, and we have to try and get up with it, you know, whatever way we can do that.
Yeah, last year I know you never.
Yeah, that's Ollie Horgan there speaking after the press conference in Letterkenny on Tuesday evening. And Michael Funston, last season Harps and UCD, you know, it came down to a battle between the two of them to avoid automatic relegation and to see what team would finish in the playoff. And I'm not too sure if Harps fans would want to be back embroiled in such a battle again this season. Where do you see them, you know, not ending up, but where do you see it standing at this stage?
The stage is like everything.
Tomorrow night will tell its tale. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, all these players in action. You know, for Ollie, you know, I'd say it's like everything. He always just, you know, if he get the playoff spot, you know, that's what he'll sell. But I think for people around the ground and the committee, and you know, putting the 500 club in, and you know, a marketing officer that was all put in place that Ollie wanted, I'm sure the club would have higher expectations than that. And the fans, any fan will go to a game, are hoping for, you know, better than last year. I know it's obviously going to be difficult if you look at all the teams that are going to be thereabouts, mm-hmm. and the battle with them, and it's hard to see, you know, every week it's a difficult game, where do you go get points? But you know, you've got to have more about yourself, and you've got to, you know, put your best foot forward. And I think, you know, a lot of games, you know, Harps need to go and have a one and have a wee bit more of a punt than they did last year.
Yeah. And Ollie would always say himself as well, Michael, you know, draws here, there and everywhere are well and good, but there's, you know, the 3 points from a victory makes such a difference.
Yeah, a draw is good for a confidence point of view, but that's really it. You need your ones, you know, you'd be better to lose two and one, you know, and one the third. As to get two draws, that's just, you know, obviously. But, you know, from a player's point of view, you know, them draws keeps the confidence going. So, you know, it's between a rock and a hard place in that kind of sense. But draws do kill you, and you need to be getting your 3 points at home. You need to make Finn Park, you know, a fortress.
Yeah. The fixtures committee, Declan, it's been pretty kind to Harps that start. Sligo at home in the first game, Derry City away, and another North West derby, and then another home game on the following Monday night against Shelburne. So it's not the most difficult start. It could have been a lot harder.
Yeah, absolutely. Good games. I mean, two local derbies in it, and obviously, you know, the 6-pointer, you would say straight away, maybe from Finn Harps and Shelburne. So straight away, and then you obviously got Cork City away, and I believe the Cork City are going to be down near the bottom of the table fighting. They've lost a lot of quality players. They've brought in a lot of 19-year-olds. The budgets have been reduced significantly there in Cork, and I just see that Cork will be, they were 4th and bottom last year. I see them down in the bottom along with ourselves, Shelburne, Sligo Rovers, and potentially Waterford, just maybe a wee bit ahead of that. And that's the four teams I see down the bottom fighting for their lives. And pretty much there'll be, maybe teams will move up and move down, but coming near the end of the season, the four or five teams that I see down in the bottom fighting for survival.
Yeah, and they finished just ahead of Harps last season. At the end of it all, it's third from bottom. It's not a place that you would have predicted for Cork City. But anyway, Gareth Harkin, well, he's one of only a handful of players who have survived at Harps from last season. The midfielder is now one of the more experienced players in the squad, and with a good pre-season under his belt, he says he's looking forward to getting down to some competitive action.
Yeah, pre-season's been tough. Probably back in since the 2nd of January now, so looking forward to that. So, no, training's been good. Pierce Lafferty's come in the year. Really put us through our paces now, to be honest. But no, everybody looks good shape now. I'm feeling good now, looking forward to it.
Yeah, because last season you had your injury problems. That seems to be the case most seasons for you, but hopefully you can stay clear of injuries this year and get a proper run on this team.
Yeah, I think the last two seasons now I've missed nearly up to June. Started last year, got injured, I think a third game in. No, I'm really looking forward to this one now. I feel good, feeling good shape, so really looking forward to give it a good go this year.
Yeah, and with all the new faces coming in, you're one of the, you know, just a handful of players who are still here from last season, Gareth. So there's probably a wee bit more expectancy on your shoulders, probably a wee bit more leadership needed from you.
Yeah, like there's a lot of boys left, like Kieran Gallagher, Keith Cowan. Just to note a few, probably the most senior one now in the dressing room. Probably nearly been there the longest now, I'd say. I think it's my eighth season now going under. I'll help the young boys as much as I can, even help new people coming in just to do what I can. But yeah, there'll be a lot I expect this year, but I'm looking forward to do it.
Yeah, and preparation's going well. You guys have been together since the beginning of January, as you say, but since then and up until now, there have been new faces coming in all the time, Gareth. It probably hasn't really been, you know, helped things because it's been so many new arrivals.
Yeah, like the last few weeks now, Barry McNamee, Raph, Shane McElhinney, like they've come in different times, different weeks. We've kind of not known who's going to be there for the start, but now the squad's settled, the boys have come in, they've settled in really well. There are a lot of local lads too, so they know everybody around the squad. So Noel and Higgsy have done a great job getting the squad together for the season. I'm sure everybody was, when we lost so many for this year, I think we've brought in a lot of good talent, so, and a lot of local talent as well. So hopefully we can do the job on the pitch now, give the fans something to cheer about.
Yeah, and the feeling among, you know, most supporters is that this squad on paper is probably stronger than last year.
Yeah, like got a lot of technically very good players this year. Like Ryan Connolly's come in there too. David Webster's come in for a great experience too for us there. Like great to get Raf back, but yeah, he did the lab. Barry McNamee, like Shane McElhinney, like it was, yeah, on paper now it's very good, but like, it's a very new team too. It's going to take time to gel, so hopefully we can get the ball rolling Friday night. But yeah, a lot of new ones, so it will take time as well.
That's Gareth Harkin there. Michael Funston, you watched a lot of Harps last season and you were impressed with Harkin's contribution at midfield.
Yeah, I said it before, I felt when Gareth came back after his injury to the middle part of the season is when Harps hit their best form, and you know, I feel as that was the length they needed, is that man that had that experience and was happy doing, you know, the ugly side of the game, picking up balls and just moving the ball and recycling it. And that's something he does really, really well, and it's something that can't really be taught, is to, you know, be in the right place at the right time. And he's that man, and I felt that he was that missing link last year when he came back into the team. As I said, Harps got their best run of form.
Yeah, and he can pass a ball as well, Declan. And another player who has that ability, you know, to see a pass as Mark Timlin. Unfortunately, he's not going to be involved this season. And Ollie Horgan was insisting on mentioning Mark Timlin during the press conference on Tuesday because, I mean, obviously, he's gutted for the player.
Absolutely. I mean, Mark Timlin brings quality. He's very good on the ball, technically gifted, can turn and open up spaces and, you know, can drive into spaces and creates that overload into the middle of the park and into the forward positions. he's just been very unlucky with injuries, hasn't he, over the last couple of years. I mean, in the last 2 years as well, he's picked up injuries in the early part of the seasons, and we really haven't seen the best of them until after July. And every time he's come in, then he just brings that wee bit of quality, and that's what you need in the last third. And you see the quality that we have now in the middle of the park with McNamee there and Ryan Connolly. And I mean, I think Ollie mentioned it previously, like, you know, it's such a loss that Mark would have loved to play along with those guys in the middle of the park, and, you know, technically gifted player that you know, opens up defences, and they're hard to come by. And it's sad for the club, obviously, but for Mark himself, he's got a long road ahead of him, and we wish him well in his recovery.
We certainly do. He went for surgery this week, I think, in Belfast. So, as you say, we wish him the best of luck with that. We're going to go for another quick break. And you're welcome back to The Score. Well, Harps have announced they'll be providing a free bus to and from Friday night's season opener against Sligo Rovers. Kick-off tomorrow night, by the way, is at 8 o'clock. The service will run in association with Boys Tours, and all the details of the pick-up times, etc., are on social media. To book your seat, you can contact Trevor by calling or texting 087-286-1557. We have that number here in studio. The bus will be running from Remelton, Letterkenny, and then picking up in Drumkeen as well on its way to Balbofay. Well, I'm joined now on the programme by sports writer with the Derry Journal, Kevin McLaughlin, who watched Derry enjoy an impressive campaign last time out. Kevin, Declan Devine, a bit like Ollie Horgan at Harps, well, he's seen players come and go ahead of the new season. So would you feel the squad has strengthened enough to do even better than last year?
Well, I don't know about that just quite yet. When you lose the amount of goals of David Parkhouse and Junior scored last year, you're now bringing in Tim Nielsen and Walter Figueroa. You're hoping that they can do the same, but because you're hoping, you just don't know. Squad-wise, I do feel Declan has possibly strengthened in areas of midfield. Yes, they've lost, obviously, Barry McNamee. The Harps is a massive loss, and Craig Sloggett, they didn't talk. But you've Conor McCormick in there, a bit more bite, and you've got the likes of Conor Clifford in there too. So he's strengthened in the midfield, and defensively they were solid last year. I expect them to be solid again this year.
A difficult start, Kevin. An opening night trip to the champions. Can't come any more difficult than that.
No, it certainly can't. And when you're seeing Pat Hoban coming on this week in the press just discussing that Dundalk haven't started well the last number of years, I heard you talking earlier, but Harps getting a point last year against Dundalk, Derry would probably take that now if they're offered it tomorrow night, but I would say Dundalk are going to come out like a house on fire trying to get their first victory at the start of the season, which, as I say, they haven't done for a number of years. And whenever their leading marksman Pat Hoban's talking about that, you know what way they're going to come at Derry tomorrow night.
Yeah, but Derry do have a decent record against Dundalk, Kevin, and they've put it up to them in matches, those games that they perhaps have lost narrowly.
They have, and that's the thing, Declan Devine and his backroom team, and to be fair, the players that were there last year are also stating, we probably owe Dundalk one, we've had the chances, we've had lost out in penalties against them, so they know themselves that they have the beating on them. It's just trying that wee bit of concentration, or when you get the chance, take the chance while at the back. Try and keep a clean sheet, as Declan alluded to this week when we were speaking then.
Well, earlier this week, you caught up with the Derry manager. Let's hear what he had to say.
Can't wait now. The excitement's been building all week, to be honest. For a long period in pre-season, you can't see the starting block, but now it's right upon us. And great, really look forward to it. Obviously, it's a serious test for us. They don't come much more difficult, but it is what it is. You know, when you look at the calendar, you always want to see when you're going to play the big games, and it doesn't come any bigger. I think we're involved in the biggest game on Friday night in the island of Ireland. That's something we have to look forward to. It's something we have to embrace, but we also have to understand we have a job to do. We have to go down here and we have to respect the champions, but we also have to try and do the things that we've done very well over pre-season. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the new guys put onto the team. I'm really looking forward to seeing, as a group, have we evolved? Are we disciplined enough to go here and keep a clean sheet? Are we able, the players that have been here before, have they learned from past experiences playing in Oriel Park? And, you know, it's a game where I really, really can't wait. And hopefully we can go down and give a good account of ourselves. But we know, let's be honest about it, nobody's given us a chance of going here and winning. Nobody's given us a chance of going here and drawing. And maybe rightly so, because Dundalk are a formidable team, but we've got to embrace it, we've got to enjoy it, and we've got to make sure that all the hard work and all the miles that we've clocked up in our legs over the course of the last 5 or 6 weeks come into play, because that all has to be for a reason. And, you know, irrelevant of the result, one, lose, draw, our season won't be defined by the opening game, but what it does give us is it gives us an opportunity to measure where we're at this moment in time.
There you are, Kevin McLaughlin, the words of Declan Devine. He's certainly up for this one on Friday night.
He is, and having spoke to a number of the players too, they're similar. They just can't wait. Like you know, yourself, everybody's in the same boat. You just can't wait for the first game. And he's probably right. It is the biggest game on Friday night, because obviously you've the Dublin Derby taking place on Saturday. But yeah, it's a massive game, and everybody's looking forward to it.
One of the big decisions that Declan Devine has made in pre-season is appointing a team captain. Conor McCormick is a selection. Kevin, what do you make of that?
To be honest, I can't disagree with it. He's a born winner. He's a leader. People will say he left Derry City before, went to Cork and came back and things like that. But look, if you want a man to show you how to try and win a league title, then Conor McCormick is one of only a couple of men in the dressing room that's done that, and he done it very well on a Cork side that tackled the Dundalk and toppled them. So I've no qualms. I think it's the right decision to be Declan.
Well, aside from those players that have joined Derry City this season, Kevin, one of the players that's there from last year is Kieran Call, a player who did ever so well in his first campaign.
He did. He was superb. Like, you know, he slotted in, having not getting in the first 5 or 6 games. You had Patrick McLean starting at left back. Then Patrick, I was actually down at the game, picked up an injury down in Cork, and we didn't even notice until the game started. It wasn't Patrick, it was Kieran Call, started left back. Patrick got injured in the warm-up, as I say, and Kieran Call didn't look back. And that's one of the reasons why Patrick McLean actually left the club then, because the form of Kieran Call was just exceptional all season.
Yeah, and I know you were also speaking to Kieran Call at that press conference earlier this week. Kevin, let's hear what Kieran had to say.
Kieran, another season's upon us, and it's one of them where you must be looking forward to it. You know yourself, you enjoyed the Brandywell last year and can't wait to get going.
Oh, of course, you know, it's a special atmosphere in this place, the way we finished off last season, and hopefully it's just another one we can continue this year for us.
Your point of view too, it's your second year here, you know what it's about. And you want Derry and yourself to get better this year. That's half of the target.
100%. You know, it's like this club is a long time since it has actually won a major league again. You know, I can't actually mind what it was. We were speaking about it during the week. You know, but it'd be incredible to try and get another league trophy here, especially even for myself, because I've never won the league. And for the club, and just for my second year here, it'd be outstanding for us to get one.
You look at the squad, you know, obviously been a few players have left, but Declan's strengthening, he's got the boys on there now, and he's worked hard.
As we were saying earlier, from the team, that over the past 4 or 5 weeks we have pre-season, it's been really, really tough. You know, we have done extra sessions this year, we have done last year, but no, everyone's worked extremely hard, and that's what you have to do if you want to push for the top of this table here.
That's what I was about to say. You've seen, to be fair to someone like Conor McCormick coming on, he knows what you have to get if you want to be challenged for a league title or won a league title with Cork. That's what you have to do to get on the next level.
Of course, you know, Conor's an experienced man around the league. You know, you have Peter Cherry there as well, by golly. You know, we have great boys around the team. You know, and you have Kevin Deary here, and Declan, Marty, Paddy, all the boys here. They know exactly what's upon us in this league coming up now. And hopefully they can just get a good start, and then we have the North West Derby here, which is on TV. You know, just get the atmosphere going in the Brandywell again.
Kieran Call there. Kevin McLaughlin, he mentioned that Harps game. I was going to ask you, I'm sure he's got one eye on that game already.
Okay, well, like, you know, any player playing against his old club, you always do have one eye on it, but to be fair, he was quick to point out that all eyes are focused on Dundalk, and you really need to be concentrated and giving everything against the champions. But yeah, look, everybody's going to be talking. It's the first game at the Brandywell. RT are showing it live, so the reason why they're showing that, it could be a ding-dong battle, and it just depends how both teams get on this weekend to see what way the situation will be getting into that game at the Brandywell.
And tell me, I mean, Kieran has made reference there to the fact that Derry have gone so long since winning a league title. But, you know, are they talking about league title? Do they see themselves challenging Shamrock Rovers, Dundalk, up at the top end of the table?
Well, having spoke to, as I say, a number of players, there is a lot of talk of it. They know themselves that it's going to be difficult, but you have to sort of aspire yourself to try and catch Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk. There's no point in just going in and saying, we'll accept third and let them two get away. To be fair, we keep going back to Cork, kept battling away, and they eventually toppled Dundalk. You have to try and get up that mountain and then get over it. Look, it's going to be difficult. They're under no illusions that the financial backing, the squads that both Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers have is phenomenal. We know that. But at the end of the day, from Derry City's point of view, and I would say a few other teams, Bohemians, St Pat's, the three teams that everybody's talking about, they're going to have aspirations of trying to break the monopoly of Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers.
Okay, Kevin McLaughlin of the Derry Journal. Listen, no doubt you're looking forward to the start of the new season, just like myself. Let's hope you don't enjoy it all that much or too much, but enjoy it anyway. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you have it. Declan Boyle and Michael Funston are with me here in studio. Kevin there suggesting that Derry have got a good squad, Declan, and, you know, maybe they could be the side to challenge the big two in the Premier Division.
Yeah, I think they can go close. I think they can push them hard. But overall, I think the squad that Shamrock Rovers has and also Dundalk, that over the season, the two top teams will come out on top by 1 and 2. And I think it'll be like Dundalk first and Shamrock Rovers second. But yeah, Derry City have got a lot of good players in. Declan Devine has done a brilliant job last year, came in. And probably there wasn't much expected of them to be more this year, so there's a bit more added pressure. Obviously, we brought in Parkhouse and brought in Junior last year, 30 goals they scored between league and cup. And so, can they replace that? Can they get 30 goals from the new players they brought in? That'll be interesting to see how that develops. He's brought in a bit of quality for sure, but 30 goals is hard to replace in any team. They can push Dundalk. I think you mentioned it previously, every time that Derry do go up and play in Oriel, they play well and give a really good account of themselves, and there's not much between them. Maybe Dundalk might get on top, but it'll be a really interesting game, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. But they have a really good squad of players there. Yeah, like every team you mentioned previously as well, it will take time for them to bed in. I think Conor Clifford's an interesting one. He's come in there and he's been around the clubs, was in Dundalk, was in St Pat's, was in Waterford, now he's up in Derry. Was one of the hottest properties to leave from Shelburne to go to Chelsea years ago, and he's got to start playing. So it's a big year for him, I think, as well. And obviously Conor McCormick coming back in as captain of the squad, and he's been there before, and he'd just slot in his number 6 position and do what he normally does, and does it very, very well. But so the top end of the team, it'll be interesting to see how they progress and how they develop, and can they score enough goals to keep them up to the first or second. But I would hopefully, I mean, Derry could go into third, but I can't see them toppling over Shamrock Rovers or Dundalk.
Barry McNamee is one of those players that has left Derry City, Michael. Harps are going to benefit from having a player of real quality and so much experience.
Yeah, no doubt. Barry's a Rolls Royce of a player. I think any time I've ever played him, he just, you know, moves effortlessly around the ground, and he, you know, controls the ball effortlessly. So, you know, obviously to have him in your team. But you've got to play in a style which suits him as well, and you've got to play to his strengths, because there's no point, you know, having a player, you know, of that caliber if the ball's not being played to his feet. And that's the way that's the way he's used to playing, and that's the way he wants to play. And so that'll be the big headache for Ollie and Paul's, trying to figure out what is the best way to use Barry. But there's no doubt he's one of the best players in the league, and, you know, as I said, it was a big scoop for Ollie to get him.
Certainly was. He's one of a number of Remelton men playing senior football. We're going to hear from another one of them after this break. You're welcome back. The fixtures for this weekend in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland, aside from that Harps Sligo Rovers game, which kicks off tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, St Pat's host Waterford at Richmond Park. Cork City plays Shells. Dundalk against Derry City, those games all at 7:45 tomorrow night. And on Saturday, Bowes play Shamrock Rovers at Daly Mount Park. That game kicks off at 2 o'clock. There are games as well this weekend in the Irish League Premier Division. 4 matches, in fact, on Friday night, including Linfield away to Ballymena. Dungannon host Larne and Glentoran play Carrick Rangers. And Warren Point Town against Institute. A meeting of the bottom two sides is the big one in the Irish League Premier Division tomorrow night. We're just mentioning there Barry McNamee, Ram Elton Manning, we were saying off air about the number of players playing senior football and even across in England from Ram Elton. One of those is Kyle Callum-McFadden, who's looking forward to another season in the red and white of Sligo Rovers. Oisin Kelly has been speaking to Kyle.
Oh, I definitely, Oisin. You know, it's been a long 6 weeks pre-season, up and down the mountains and up around the running tracks and all, but no, we're all in good shape now and we're looking forward to go tomorrow night.
Yeah, has pre-season been tough on you?
It has been tough, aye, but you know, everyone expects it. You know, that's what it's about. Coming in, you know, you want to come in and have a good fitness to start, and then you just want to keep topping that up for the 6 weeks. But as I said before, you know, we're all fit now, and we're looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah, and of course, your objective is going to be to build on last year, and obviously the second half of the season was better than the first for Sligo. So you'll be looking to start in better form this time around, will you, Kyle?
Definitely. You know, the last couple of years, I think we got off to a rocky start. So this year, you know, obviously we take each game as it comes, but you want to beat what's in front of you, and you want to get as many points on the board as soon as possible. Normally come by April time, most teams kind of figure out where they're going to stand, so you want to get as many points on the board by then. And you know, we got to the cup semi-final last year, it'd be lovely to get the final this year, but you know, you just have to take each game as it comes. You never know what could happen in a sleep.
Yeah, what's the objective for the league then?
We haven't had a talk about it yet. You know, we haven't sat down and said, you know, this is what we want to go for. As I just said there before, we're just taking each game as it comes. We're going out to try and win every game, and we want to finish up the table as high as possible and get as far in every competition as we can. You know, that's what the gaffer said to us, so there's like not a lot of pressure on us. We just want to go out, perform on a Friday, a Saturday, or a Monday, and you know, get as many points on the board.
Yeah, and I suppose a Northwest Derby is a tasty one to start with against the Harps.
I definitely. Back up the road to Donegal. I'm sure there'll be a few from Melton up there with Barry and Tony's playing with Harps now too. But not looking forward to it, you know, no better way to get into it against Harps.
Yeah, and they're always really tough games, particularly when you go to Fun Park.
Aye, definitely, you know, it's the way Ollie has them well drilled. You know, they're a hard-working team, dogged, you know, but we know what to expect of them. You know, we're going to go up there with the game plan ourselves, and we're looking forward to it on the night now.
Yeah. And I suppose looking at the personnel on Sligo, you've added a number of faces, and what you've seen in pre-season, do you feel maybe you're stronger than what you were last year, Kyle?
Definitely. I am. You know, we brought in some great players. You know, brought in Gary Buckley, who's well experienced from Cork. You know, he's won loads of stuff with Cork. We brought in Timu, a defender from Finland. You know, he's played around the Europa League and bits like that there. We brought in Dara from Shells, who had a good season last year with Shells. You know, players, Jesse Devers as well, who's been around the league, so he knows what it's like. And obviously as well, another year with Liam Buckley and John Russell and Brian Dorian. They know what we're like as players now and how we respond to things. So it's definitely a better year this year, hopefully.
Yeah. How's the form with yourself at the moment? You're going into what now, fourth season, is it, with Sligo Rovers since you joined them? And what's the body like ahead of a new campaign for you, Ken?
Four season now. Going well, no injuries, touch wood. Four seasons, going well settled now. You know, me and the family are living out there in Hubbard Curry. I've got two kids now, so they're keeping me on my toes anyway. But four season now, so I'd like to think myself as one of the experienced ones in the change room. You know, as I said, you know, new season, feeling fresh, looking forward to go tomorrow night now.
Yeah, there's a few Donegal boys down that way, so there is. The likes of Johnny Dunleavy, there's a couple more involved in Sligo.
That's right, Johnny Dunleavy's down, you've got Ed McGinty as well, who's Ballyshannon, and you have Brian Dorian too, who's helping out coaching. There's a few Donegal boys there now, but you know, there's no cliques or nothing. You know, there's obviously Donegal boys here, but we're all in it together, you know, as a group. There's no cliques around here, so... I know, it's a good group of boys, and we're looking forward now to the season kicking off.
Okay then, so 3 points, is that the target then, finally, just Kyle, on Friday night against the Harps?
3 points is the target, it doesn't matter how we get it, we just want 3 points.
Okay then, Kyle, listen, many thanks for talking to us, and the best of luck with the season ahead at Sligo Rovers to you and Johnny and the rest of the Donegal contingent down there at Sligo.
No bother, Ashley, thank you.
Kyle Callum-McFadden. Michael Funston, he's a good player, isn't he? He's added so much strength to that defence at Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, he's a good player. And he's, you know, every year he seems to get better. It's hard to believe, just listening there, that he's there 4 years. So, you know, it'll be another big season for him, and his captain is, you know, he'll be wanting to lead by example.
Yeah. Declan, they mentioned, Oisin and Kyle there mentioned in that interview that the Donegal connection down there, and you know those players and coaches that they were referring to. Ed McGindy, he's a good goalkeeper, waiting for his chance probably to earn a number one spot in there, you know, rather than just coming in and out of the side. And Brian Dorion as well plays his part off the field.
Absolutely. Ed came in from Scotland and they moved over, the family moved over, and I think they're living around the Ballyshannon, Bundoran area. And he obviously got involved with Sligo Rovers under 19s, and he obviously would have come across Brian Dorion, as we all call him Dinky. So, so he's done really, really well in the games. I've seen him either live or on TV. He's done really, really well, and he's commanded. He's number one now in the team, and which is great for him, obviously. Brian Dorion's been with Sligo Rovers on and off probably about 10 years. So, you know, involved in the 19s and obviously involved with Liam Buckley and John Russell as assistant in the first team, so it helps out. So yeah, I mean, there's big contingency of players and coaches involved with Sligo Rovers.
And what have they got to do this season, Declan? Because last year, for a long part of that season, they were just hovering above the relegation zone as well. They ended up finishing fourth at bottom. Okay, they were safe. They were always going to be safe, you know, in the lead-in. But they'll want to improve on that this year.
Yeah, they'll be looking for improvement. I mean, you're chatting about a full-time outfit to train every day, and you know they should be finishing above where they finished last year. They do have quality positions. I mean, last year they had a good cup run. Remember, Dundalk beat them, they should have got a penalty in the last 5 minutes of the game to bring it to a draw. But Dundalk went on. That was semi-final of the FAI Cup, and they went on then obviously to the final. But they're disappointed with that. With the referee on the night on that game, but they obviously got semi final of the cup, so they'll be looking for either a good cup run again, similar to last year, and then obviously they'll be looking to go higher up in the table. I mean Gary Buckley has come in, played with Cork City, really good player. I like him, and they've got in Timu as well. I mean, he's 6'4", left sided centre back, so he'll probably play along with Kyle McFadden and two centre backs. As I said earlier, John McMahon, who played left side centre back for last season, a young lad, he's broken his leg, so he's out probably until July or August potentially. So yeah, they've got good enough players. Jesse Deaver's come in, played with Van Harps, probably didn't set the place alight. So I mean, they have quality, but I'm not sure how much quality they have. I still believe that they had a stronger squad last year than they have this year. So it'll be an interesting season, and if things don't go too well, I mean, Liam Buckley could be under a bit of pressure.
Okay, right, we're going to go for another quick break. Welcome back to The Score. We were listening to Kyle Callum McFadden's interview with Oisin Kelly, his former club. Swilly Rovers are in cup action this weekend, one of several games at junior level. That's an Ulster Junior Shield match. Swilly at home to Glengad Reserves. There's a full programme of fixtures in the Donegal League on Saturday and Sunday, some big ones there. In the Ulster Senior League, Bonagie play Fannad on Saturday evening, and in the Intermediate Cup, a last 16 replay, Kilnamana hosting Cockhill Celtic. That game is at 1:30 in Dublin on Sunday. There are games as well in the Inishowen Football League. And it's not just all the football, there's GAA action as well. Big games this weekend in the Airgrid Ulster GAA Football Under 20 Championship, including Donegal against Monaghan. That throws in at Sean McCool Park in Balbuffet at 2:00 on Saturday. We'll have live coverage here on Highland Radio Sport. Derry are away to Antrim, Armagh hosting Tyrone, and Cavan play down in the other games. Well, we've got 2 or 3 minutes left on tonight's programme, our League of Ireland special, looking ahead to the start of the new season. Full match commentary, by the way, from Finn Park tomorrow night. And Declan, you'll be joining me on commentary. Big game for both clubs, but I would suggest at the other end of the table, it's going to be Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers again battling it out for top honours. Do you see anybody challenging them?
I mean, I think Kevin chatted about it earlier, what Patrick Hoban said, that they're off to a bad start. I mean, they're off to a bad start. They had 27 wins, 5 draws and 4 losses. Like, so they got off to a very, very bad start, but they still won the league convincingly in the end to Shamrock Rovers. Shamrock Rovers stayed with them for a long period throughout the season, But I mean, I just look at the squad. I mean, the players are brilliant. Greg Sloggan came in, Darren Leahy came in, and they've also signed Cammy Smith from Dundee. So they've brought in quality again, and you add that to the quality they already have on the pitch. It's very, very hard to see where they're going to have the Shamrock Rovers can catch them over the whole course of the season.
Yeah, and again, Michael, Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk have been able to add to their squads, and you know, it's hard to see who's going to win out of those two. Perhaps Dundalk, given the fact that they're reigning champions, will go in as favourites.
I think they'll go in as favourites. Obviously, been reigning champions, experience speaks for a lot when it comes to the latter part of the season, and I think that's where, you know, Shamrock Rovers fell away last year. You know, when it came to that stage of the season, they just didn't know how to turn out results as Dundalk know how to do. Playing at Oriel Park on the plastic pitch is a massive advantage. They know how to play it. They know how the ball moves. You know, anytime they're looking for lady luck, they usually get it at home, and I think it's because they use everything to their advantage. And you know, their budget's massive. Look at the signings they've made. You know, it's very hard to look past them. You know, if us as fans, we're hoping Shamrock Rovers can stay with them as long as possible and make it as exciting as possible.
Yeah, and for Harps, Declan, you know, we mentioned it already tonight. You know, you'd be hoping that they'll be able to string a few wins together and give fans something to look forward to rather than being embroiled in a battle to avoid the drop. But again, perhaps a cup run is something that might not be beyond them.
Yeah, you're looking for both, aren't you? You're looking for a good start for the season. We mentioned previously where we went off to a very, very poor start. So you're looking to hit it early and get points in the bag as soon as possible. And that obviously ease a wee bit of pressure on the player and give them a wee bit of confidence. And if you can get confidence from the first three or four games and pick up points, it breeds confidence, and that gives you an opportunity to go out and win games. You're looking for at home to play well, to play in the front foot and to be attacking and to entertain people. It's going to be a difficult season, we understand that, but Shelburne are there and obviously Sligo Rovers will be there and ourselves will be there. It's going to be a difficult season, but it's looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing new teams coming in. There's a lot of changes in a lot of teams throughout the league, so that's going to be interesting. It's going to see who's going to adapt and adapt together. So yeah, looking forward to the new season.
Well, we are. That's about it from me tonight. My thanks to my studio guests, Declan and Michael, and to Kevin McLaughlin. Thanks to you for listening. Be Rosemary and Shaw M.O.A. from myself, Jeremy Doherty. Very good evening.